This is a podcast from Aletheia, Truth in the Darkness, whose mission it is to uproot false foundations, to tear down idols of the heart, to build up the church, and to plant seeds of hope. The title of this podcast is, What If He Is Waiting for Us? Today at church, a woman came up to me and handed me a picture she had painted. It was a picture of men gathered on their knees in a barn praying together. On the back, she had written, Cowboy Prayer, America's Men on Their Knees, James 5:16. She was not only handing this to me, but also to other men in the church. She was calling us to do our job. She knew what the scriptures said, and she was calling men of God to lead the way, as Christ has stated, along with the apostles who wrote the epistles. God has always called men to lead the church, to lead the family, and to lead society. And he has always called women of God to come alongside those men in prayer, encouragement, and support. Does that sound sexist to you? If it does, then you simply have a problem with God, not with me. From Genesis chapter 3, the Lord has set up this pattern throughout the Old Testament and the New Testament. And Jesus Christ never changed his ways. So, this is God's best and perfect plan. But he will work through our own ignorance and weakness by his grace anyway, for his glory. Today, in our society, I must ask the question, what if he is waiting for us? You know, we can blame God for all kinds of things, when in reality, he has never stopped moving and working according to his own attributes and nature. So maybe he is simply waiting for us to respond to his grace and loving kindness, which he has poured out on us so abundantly already in Christ. Maybe he has been waiting for us, the body of Christ, for a long time. Maybe he has been waiting for us to fall on our knees in prayer, repentance, with willing hearts to hear what he has been trying to communicate to us in America for so long. But what if we closed our ears because we didn't like what he was asking of us? And as a result, we are in the place we're in today in this nation. Before I go any further, I must let you know that the same Spirit of Christ which fills a godly man also fills a godly woman. My wife is one of them. And many other godly women are on their knees in prayer and confession, waiting on the Lord. And the Lord sees and hears and honors them. What if women took the lead in prayer because men wouldn't? Because they were too busy at work, focused on their careers? That is true. But it is also true that women have intentionally pushed men down and grabbed a hold of the reins. So, both are true. One is an example of a godly woman, and the other an example of a feminist. According to the scriptures, the Lord's whole desire for his own is for their sanctification. In fact, in Romans chapter 8, God's great love for us is that we would be conformed into the image of his Son. This is God's perfect will. Our Father in heaven has no higher calling for his children than that they reflect Jesus Christ, his Son. And part of reflecting Jesus Christ is being a light to the world. However, we will never reflect Jesus Christ if we are neither walking in the light nor walking in the truth. And in order for us to be walking in both, we must live authentic lives submitted to our Lord Christ and living according to his word in the power of the Spirit, which is the only way to obey God anyway. But if we neither know the Holy Scriptures nor know how to humble ourselves in intense, intimate communion with God through prayer, then we are weak, powerless, and will never lead the way in the church, family, or community. Therefore, I exhort all men of God and women of God to seek the face of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the power of the Spirit through confession, repentance, and prayer, with thanksgiving, together with the knowledge that is aligned with the will of God found throughout the Holy Scriptures, allowing the Holy Spirit to search your hearts to reveal anything which needs to be thrown out which may be standing in the way of hearing and then obeying the call of God in your lives. If you are too busy to pray and to dig into the Word of God daily in these last days, then with utmost confidence I declare He will grant you favor if you throw away that which stands in the way. Finally, therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another, that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power, and it is working. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed fervently that it might not rain. And for 3 years and 6 months it did not rain on the earth. Then he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth bore its fruit. James 5:16-18.